This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast. But we still are extremely cheap compared to other universities in the state of Utah, and Utah in general is a lot cheaper than the nation.
Yeah. I think in-state tuition's kind of weird. I don't know if I agree with that.
Right, because it's...
Just because you live in the state, it's cheaper.
Right, and you have to live here for a year in order for that to work, so...
Yeah,
This person...
And I guess I could kind of see it if they were thinking that the people who live there, since they go to school here, they'll kind of boost the economy here, because they'll probably stick around after they graduate.
Right.
But that's not always true. I mean, they get job offers different places. A lot of them end up moving and going somewhere
else. There are so many foreign students that come... Well, not foreign, but people that come from out of state to Utah in particular. Either to the University of Utah, Utah Valley, BYU, Utah State. They're all coming here. I see them everywhere.
Yeah.
And then after spending like a year here, living here, they qualify for in-state tuition.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. I don't know. I just feel like we should be able to attend, at least apply to whatever university we want to, and the tuition should be equal for whoever, you know?
Right.
I don't know. I just don't see the value of incentivizing people to live in your state. Like, I mean, if you're going to school there, you're going to be there in person. You're going to live there.
Exactly. It's not like you're going to commute every day.
So I don't know.
From out of state.
It's weird. Some people might. They'd have to be crazy.
Exactly.
Just want to travel all the time. Unless they fly. Then they'd have to be loaded.
I have a personal jet.
Yeah. And a pilot's license.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. Really expensive, though.
Anyway, that's that. Another one of the rumors is about, you know, how our veins are blue? And everybody's like, oh, blood is blue until it hits oxygen. And when it touches the air, it goes red.
Yeah.
You know, you've heard that before, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a load of crap, too.
Yeah.
The only reason our veins appear blue is because they're closer to the surface of our skin, and blue wavelengths of light are the only ones able to penetrate our skin, so they appear blue.
Uh-oh. I can't hear you anymore.
What? Why not? Still?
Oh, no. Not you too, Google Hangouts.
I'm starting to think it's...
Can I hear you?
From your end.
Yeah, it could be the internet.
Gosh dang it, everybody's going to hate
Anywho's.
Us. If they don't already.
We all bleed red.
Yes. Unless you're, like, an alien. So, gum.
Throat's getting all clogged.
You know how long...
Gum?
You know how long it takes gum to digest in your system?
I thought it was, like, 7 years.
It's a lie!
Yeah?
It takes a couple of days.
Huh.
You know how your stomach acid is strong enough to dissolve some metals?
Right.
But it can't...
But not sweet corn.
Exactly. It's able to digest gum in a couple of days.
Huh. Maybe it was, maybe I got it confused with, gum being, like, just thrown out as litter. Like, maybe it takes 7 years for it to biodegrade.
That would make sense. I could see people confusing that.
Yeah. Because gum's essentially rubber.
Right.
And you're just chewing on it.
Yeah, exactly.
We're so weird. Star species come up with the weirdest things.
Stupid. Oh, I'm gonna chew on this piece of flavor.
Yeah. Have you ever had gum dissolve in your mouth?
Yeah, those new type of gum.
Oh my god. No. This was Juicy Fruit.
Oh, I know. I don't.
Back in the day, I cannot eat Juicy Fruit anymore. I can't do it. It disgusts me because of this instance.
You know, I just don't like Juicy Fruit.
I don't know
fruit.
What happened. Yeah, the flavor's weird.
Like,
but I was just chewing on it at my friend's house, and all of a sudden it just turned into liquid in my mouth.
Ew.
And it was the most disgusting thing. I just ran and threw up in his bathroom, and just, ugh. It was so nasty. And to this day, I can't stand that flavor. It just triggers me.
Yeah.
It makes me want to puke.
I don't like it. It's gross. It
was so weird. That's never happened to you? Gum's never dissolved in your mouth?
Not really. It just turns into, like, it, where it's no flavor.
Flavorless.
It's hard to chew.
Yeah, this was weird, man. It was like 5 minutes into chewing it, and it just turned into liquid. It was so gross.
Weird.
Almost Pepto-Bismol, but like pastier.
Ew.
It was nasty.
Like a Tum?
Yeah, it was nasty. More like gelatinous Tum. It was gross. It was so gross.
That is pretty gross. Yeah, I've never had something like that happen to me.
It was gnarly. Gnarly swarly.
Next on the list, does masturbation make you go blind?
What?
There's some people that believe that.
Seriously?
Yeah, dude. It's like the one
That's
rumor.
Weird.
Like, all the Christian folk will tell you, don't masturbate because you'll go blind.
You know, Kellogg's Corn Flakes were made to prevent kids from masturbating?
I did not know that. Why the freak would it?
I can't remember why. I'd have to look it up. But yeah, the creator made it specifically to stop kids from masturbating. I don't understand the logic behind it.
I don't see a correlation. Or even like a tie.
Four strength, four stand, leather belt.
What?
Nothing. I just got a notification. My friend.
Oh.
My friend. Okay. Says he has a shift starting in 60 minutes. But my friend. He convinced me to change one of my ringtones to that WoW World of Warcraft kid.
Oh,
you know when
yeah.
he says, oh, dude, four strength, four stam, leather belt? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He convinced me to change it to that.
Nice.
I didn't change it because it's really annoying now.
That's the one Blizzard game that I will not play.
Exactly.
The World of Warcraft.
Me neither.
Will not play it.
I just don't.
The Warcraft games are awesome. Warcraft 1, 2, and 3 were great. But World of Warcraft, I will never... I don't think I'll ever play any game that you have to pay monthly for.
Right.
Just seems ridiculous.
Yeah, me neither.
Granted, I play Hearthstone, and you basically have to... If you want to keep playing that game, you have to buy all the expansion sets.
I don't...
And that gets expensive.
I don't think I even have a game where I have to pay for anything.
Yeah. Blizzard, man. They're too good at getting you to... They're like, they make their microtransactions addicting, man.
Right.
It's just...
New skins
The effort
stuff.
They put in. Just the process of opening all their little loot boxes and whatever. It's just... They put so much work behind it. It's just so... Triggers that dopamine, man. Just want more of it. It's awful. Yeah, I love Blizzard. They're awesome.
They can be.
I love all of their games. I have all of them except for WoW on my Blizzard Net Launcher thing. Yep. I love every one of them. They're great games. They just put... They have such an emphasis on lore.
That's true, and their voice acting and everything.
Their voice actors are top-notch. It's great. And so many games nowadays just don't have character development at all. They just kind of throw you into the setting. Same with, like, movies, too, lately. It just seems that I never feel attached to characters anymore.
Sometimes I don't even remember their names.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, they put too much emphasis on the special effects and not enough on the storytelling. Well, the storytelling's still good. It's just the character development. I don't feel connected with characters anymore.
Huh.
I don't know if it's just me or if it's just ever since the special effects boom, everything has just been about the visual side of entertainment.
I
feel like that's done a lot of bad for media outlets, is just having insane special effects. I really feel like it's hurt the industry.
What do you mean?
Like, it's cool and all, but it just... Just the character development stuff. I don't feel attached with storylines anymore. It's weird. I think the first movie I noticed that with was Avatar.
The blue people one?
Yeah. Yeah, the anime's great. The anime has awesome character development involvement. You just so included into the storyline. But yeah, that one was just like, that was when they really had the special effects boom, and they got CG down really well, and they just put out this visually beautiful, awesome movie, but the storyline was kind of lacking, and the character development just didn't seem as endearing, I guess, is a word you could use. I don't know, could just be me, though. I'm sure all the Avatar fans are like, nah, screw you guys.
Yeah.
I love Avatar. It's a great movie. I did like it, but I just wasn't connected to it.
Yeah, it's like once, they have an opening scene again. Where it's like, oh, this is your sad brother who's a paraplegic, and you're just happened to be his twin. And that's like all you know about him.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
They probably have a lot more, footage that they didn't use, you know, that maybe explains some of the background of the characters.
Yeah, it could be. Just run out of time putting it together.
Right.
The average showtime for a movie is, what, 2 hours now? Is that pretty average?
Yeah, under 2 hours.
An hour and a half to 2 hours? Yeah. Well, The Hobbit was like 3 hours, wasn't
it? That's understandable, though.
Wasn't one of them like 3 hours or something? I still haven't seen all three of those.
You still haven't?
Mm-mm. And I don't understand. If you look at the size of the books, Fellowship of the Ring, Twin Towers, and Return of the King are a lot longer than The Hobbit is, and those only got one movie, and The Hobbit got three.
Yeah, they definitely tried to go over the top with The Hobbit.
Want that money.
I actually am not
that
as
sequel
impressed
money.
With The Hobbit as I am with the Lord of the Rings trilogy. I don't like it.
Yeah,
they went
for
way
me,
overboard.
It's the
with
same thing.
Animation.
Yeah, it was all special effects. There wasn't any as much character development. It wasn't in there. It was all just go go go. We want all the action shots. We don't. Yeah, it just, I don't know. It's that same pit of make a visually beautiful movie, which it is. It's stunning. The visuals are, but I just don't get attached to the storyline.
I just don't like all the unbelievable stuff that they do, like when they're throwing pots and pans around Bilbo's house, or when they happen to like fall down on a wooden bridge in the Goblin Lair, and they just miraculously fall at the right time and the right angle, and all these silly things, you know? There's just too much of that. But it just makes me think, like, really? Like, all the elves jumping around, like, on and balancing on top of all these stupid things. Hmm.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe the CG just makes it so perfect that it seems not real.
In The Lord of the Rings, Legolas had a bunch of cool moments, but they weren't as exaggerated as they are in The Hobbit. Like, Legolas, when he takes down the elephant, you know? That was pretty cool.
But
he, like, is on this bridge that's made out of a tower that fell over, and it's collapsing. All the stones are falling out of it, right? And he's, like, hopping from stone to stone mid-air as it's collapsing and finally, like, jumps out, you know? And that, to me, is just, like, too much.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how much of it is just, like, it could just be nostalgia, maybe. Maybe just as I was younger, my imagination was more vivid, and I just, maybe I was more engaged with stories and movies back then. I don't know if it's just me or if it's a special effects thing, man. I don't know. It's hard to tell. I don't know what everybody else thinks.
Right.
You're kind of on the same board. You think that storylines are kind of poopy
now.
You're
losing it.
Right?
No,
you're losing me?
The storyboards are losing it.
Oh, I thought we were losing.
I was going to kill myself.
About to freak out.
I'm going to be just totally cringe this entire week listening to these episodes.
I'll piece it together. I'll make it decent.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe you can find some funny parts. I don't know. Maybe people will think it's funny because it's something new. It shows more of our human side.
Yeah. Hello, sweet listener. If you enjoyed the show, you can leave us a like on our Facebook page at Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goats segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down to the deepest part of your being and grab your goat by the beard and just yank him out of your soul. We'll try to help you get your goat back so you can hold on to it. So really, it's what matters most in life, you know? So just send those things that really make you upset to holdyourgoats@gmail.com.